One of the other big topics that everybody wants me to talk about is what's been going on with CSGO Roll. And CSGO Roll, for those who don't know, they're a CS skins gambling site that have been trucking away in the background for a little bit. And then obviously they were revealed as being the big sponsor for G2. I did a video about that because it felt very regressive. It felt like 2016 again. They did a really tasteless advertisement. They'd specifically waited for Munacy to turn 18 so they could promote it with him as the face of it. And the commercial essentially was him going into a casino at age 18 and blah blah. And it was really gross. Just a throwback to like the dark old days of 2016. And then they went to the major. They made a big announcement about how they were going to have a booth there for CSGO Roll. You could go and meet the players. You could do all this. You went to the CSGO Roll website. The first thing that popped up was G2's players' faces all smiling. Pretty shitty. And look, I've said this a million times, there's a strange thing going on culturally right now where everyone is out on gambling as a concept in general. People are basically, like in football, for example, they want to get rid of all of the gambling. All gambling is bad now, right? That's where we're at mentally. We're even sort of turning a blind eye to players violating integrity issues, professional footballers, because they turn around and say, oh, well, I had a gambling addiction now. And everyone's gone, yeah, see, it's gambling that is to blame. So everyone's having a big pushback on gambling. You've obviously, adjacent to that, you've got the discussion around Kick versus Twitch and how Kick is essentially funded by its gambling pursuits and a lot of its streamers promote gambling to their viewers. So, you know, that's where people are at with gambling. It's all bad now. And it's ridiculous to think the extremes that we've gone in about 6-7 years, but fine, whatever. You can never rationalize with a mob, you know, so all gambling is bad. But anyway, CSGO Roll certainly looked to be bad. It didn't look to be particularly well regulated. The sponsorship deal looked to be handled in like a really cynical way. You know, making a massive deal about, oh, I'm turned 18, and what's the first thing you do when you're 18? I can gamble, go to a casino. There was lots of layers to it as to why it wasn't particularly positive, particularly wholesome. And so anyway, I want to take you back just in time to May. Valve changed their code of conduct and basically said, we're going to now change the code of conduct to include gambling to be part of the code of, a violation of a code of conduct is going to be part of the TOS. It's never explicitly been in there before. Never been there. And so they added that. And now people were speculating, well, what does it mean? What does it all mean? You know, are they going to ban users with huge inventories and stuff like this? And look, I've said it dozens of times. I'll repeat it for the purposes of this. The entire world of skins is just dirty. It just is. It's like, it's not regulated. It's not age gated. All of your favorite like skins traders, like, oh my God, everyone's done something dodgy at some point to get those inventories. Not whether it's something relatively low level, like, you know, using bots to like farm shit at higher prices, at the right price, or, you know, scamming people. But generally it's done through these sites that I have written about before, sites that don't use provably fair systems, sites that, you know, they have case openings that aren't real, they're completely fake, you know, ridiculous odds that favor the house, and they get these people in the scene to promote it, and they give them the skins, and they promote it to people who go in and lose tons and tons of skins, and a lot of them are young kids, because nobody saw the way this was going to go when Valve put their API up for use, right? So I have made it clear, and I've done multiple videos about this as well, they're all fucking weirdos, skin cells I call them, they're all just fucking weirdos across the board. This was just meant to be something that was just like cosmetic and fun, And the skin cells have just turned it into something absolutely vile and unbearable. All of those fucking, you know, and you end all of the horror stories, McSkillet, all of that stuff, they're all up to no good. That's the reality of it, that world. And I don't want anything to do with it. They all are like, oh, Richard Lewis, you don't know what you're talking about. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've exposed more shit than you guys can remember. They all fucking hate it whenever you bring it up. But, you know, anyway, whatever. Don't need to retread that ground. That's why I never wanted anything to do with any of it. So, anyway, that code of conduct change is now there. Everyone was super worried. Oh, what will happen to my inventory? What if I got some from gambling? I hope it all gets banned. Like I say, if I could do one thing for CS, I'd just take skins out. I don't give a fuck. You either want to play the best team-based FPS that's ever been created or you don't. I don't give a shit. If you're here because you can go, oh, look, I have 200,000 pretend guns, like, fuck you. I don't want you anywhere near. I only care about the eSport. I don't even care about the game. It wouldn't bother me if the eSport was 500 people playing it and we were all self-funded. I wouldn't give a shit. We'd be better off, actually. We wouldn't have so many dickheads in the scene. All the people say to me, but Richard, why are you against skins? CSGO wouldn't be anywhere without skins. Fine, let CSGO be CSS again. I was there for that. I didn't even come in for 1.6. I had all the offers. Nah, I'll stay with the small scene where everyone knows each other, all the tournaments are fun. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that, actually. And there's no weirdos, no psychopathic fans, no death threats, no dramas. Yeah, I'll take that, actually. All right, okay, yeah. So anyway, that code of conduct change comes in, and everyone's like, well, what does it mean? Are there going to be any bans enacted? It all went quiet, and nobody really thought about it. And then we had the CSGO role announcement, and all the subsequent drama. Ahead of Paris, it was like, this is like 2 days I think, after I did my video, CSGO role banned in Australia following ACMA investigation. And this was kind of important because one of the reasons that they wanted to go, CSGO role wanted to go with G2, is because they had Australia's like number one player in the form of JKS. Well, doesn't matter now, because they should never have been offering their service in Australia. The way this is headlined, by the way, makes it sound like CSGO Raw was always allowed to operate in Australia, and then they investigated them and found they'd done something wrong. No, they were never meant to be offering their services in Australia, and there were a ton of Australians that were gambling on CSGO Raw, and then they just woke up one day and all their accounts were closed down. And they just lost their shit because they should never have been operating there. And so they got like an email saying, unfortunately, we can no longer offer our services in our area, but we endeavoured to do it. Anyway, the ACMA investigation found CSGO Raw was providing casino-style online games, which is currently illegal under the Country's Interactive Gambling Act of 2001. It's not new, guys. Alongside being a skin trading platform, which is, by the way, how they promote themselves, they don't even mention the gambling, CSGO Role allows users to convert in-game items into a currency which can be used on a variety of casino games. Notably, winnings are paid out in the form of skins, which can be converted via third-party platforms into real money. The Australia's Interactive Gambling Act of 2001 prohibits casino-style online games if they are played for money or anything else of value. The ACMA chair, Narida O'Loughlin, explained the government agency's decision providing casino-style games online is prohibited in Australia when playing for money or something of value, whether that's Australian dollars, cryptocurrency, or in this case, online gaming skins. Skins gambling services are particularly concerning as they tap into a youth market and have the potential to convert gamers into gamblers. Alongside CSGO Role's withdrawal, the site's parent company, Feral Holdings Limited, has been given a formal warning. So the parent company can't operate, they can't come back with anything new, they're completely done. Couple of hits there for CSGO Role, but don't worry, they're still G2. Unbeknownst to people behind the scenes, a rival company called CSGO Empire, right? They decided to run a campaign against CSGO Role. Now, as I said, you know, I talk to all these people, but I always take it all with like a liberal pinch of salt. Because, it, like I said, you can't not be dirty and operate in this space. You've got a big inventory. You did something. The end. And these sites, I know for a fact, even the ones that claim to be regulated now and even the ones that have all the measures in place, they went through a lawless period where they didn't do it, and that was probably when they were the most profitable. So, CSGO Role was subject to attacks in the form of, first of all, flyers at the Paris Major. And these were one of the flyers that were being handed out. CSGO Roll is operating an illegal casino and has highly predatory and immoral practices designed to trap players into the system so they gamble more. G2 is complicit through the G2 partnership. They used an underage minor to advertise this illegal casino to a mass audience of young people. Don't know if that second part's true, and indeed might be libelous, because I'm pretty sure he was of age. But why do I think CSGO Empire was responsible? Well, in a now-deleted tweet, an employee at CSGO Empire said, "Are you at the Paris Major? We have a quest for you. CSGO Roll is running an illegal and fraudulent operation, but not enough people know about their wrongdoing. To raise awareness of this, we're rewarding 10 helpers with $1,500 each for giving out flyers. Click for details." I don't know. Maybe these two events are connected. Because I remember at the time, people were messaging me and they were going, "Hey, Rich, seeing this that's being handed out, some people in esports do have a conscience." And I went, "Oh yeah, that's nice." And then, oh, it's another skins site doing it to a business rival. Not quite as sweet a story, is it now? Sparkles pointed out that CSGO Empire were responsible for the flyers using the deleted tweet that I just showed you. This is written by Monarch, who is the guy that owns CSGO Empire, somewhat appropriately themed there. "Good morning, Sparkles, and welcome to this public conversation. I'm glad to finally have you here. I have a little public letter for you. For the sake of transparency, and while we are talking about who's paying whom, let's start by addressing the obvious for those who aren't aware. You're being paid by CSGO Roll to promote them, and you've made millions of dollars by doing so. Hence why the incentive to blindly defend them while throwing some dirt at us. Now that we have you here, could you publicly address some relevant topics? You are promoting and bringing enormous amounts of people to an illegal gambling site which does not have a gambling license, and worst of all, is fraudulent. We published a long document where we went into details about your sponsor's illegal operation and regarding their sketchy system, which artificially blocks the gamblers from withdrawing, causing them to continue to gamble and lose. You're publishing weekly videos on this site, along with many other YouTubers, who constantly showcase themselves winning big and then proceeding to withdraw skins from the system. One crucial factor that these YouTubers conveniently forget to mention is that their withdrawing experience in the videos doesn't represent the service that the site provides to their normal users." Now, I don't know, by the way, I'll continue reading the rest of this in a second, right? But I don't know if I'm just so fucking jaded, my brain is broke because of my jaded nature. But I have said this loads, just repeatedly. Every single gambling site, from the unregistered one in some country you've never heard of to the one that's advertised during the break of a football match on Sky Sports, all run the same game. And the game is this. They are never legally compelled to pay out your winnings. I bet you didn't know that. In most countries where gambling is legal, a betting operator, an online digital betting operator, is not legally compelled to give you your winnings. You can go look it up. It's true. They all do it. And particularly in the UK, it's a known thing. You have no legal recourse. It doesn't matter if you have legitimately won the money. It doesn't matter if you've just made a series of incredible, improbable bets. If there's enough leeway, the betting company will turn around and say, "We have found some irregularities on your account and we are freezing your winnings. In fact, we're banning you entirely from the service." Back when that guy lost his shit and made that video about fucking whatever they were called, DG Sports or whatever, he conveniently left out the detail that he'd been told a number of the games he bet on were fixed according to, like, those betting alerts that you get sent out, and that he'd been offered a percentage of his winnings back under the proviso that he started betting not on tier 2 games, which were rigged up the arse, but started betting on a higher percentage of tier 1 games so his account could be recognised as valid. That was the whole crux of the matter. And he didn't want the 20% or whatever they were offering him of his winnings. He wanted it all. And when they said, well, fuck you then, he said, can I get the 20%? And they said, no, not now. That was a one-time deal. And stuff like that happens. Go look it up, right? I'm not justifying it, because I wish that gambling could just be a clean industry. But go look up. You're in trouble if you name names. But just go look. Pick any big betting company. Your favorite betting company. One you might have an account with. Look up their Trustpilot reviews. And go through them. And go through. Oh, wait. None of these big sites get above 3 stars. Why is that? Well, look at all these people down here. They refuse to pay out my money. They didn't. I bet on this. Now, I don't know the reasons for every individual case. Some people are just getting banned for winning too much. Some people are getting banned for no certifiable reason whatsoever. Some people are accidentally betting on compromised games and having their account shut down. But I'm going to just say this. Every single betting company does this. They all do it. There isn't one that could say, hand on heart, we will always pay you your winnings. Not a chance. I would love to see some research into how much money they save by these special protections. You want to clean up gambling. You don't do it by banning them from advertising. You create robust laws where punters have legal recourse to go and get their money back if it's being withheld in a way that can be demonstrated as unfair or illegal. That's what you do. But they're not going to do that. So instead, we're going to do this other thing. So, and as I said, people in the chat are asking me about where I'm morally aligned on this. I look at the world, I see a sewer. I look at all the problems in the world and the absolute sleepwalking we all do on a daily basis. Can I get upset about gambling? Richard can't, I'm afraid. I'm a man of vices. I don't want kids to gamble. That's fair, right? I don't want gambling to be marketed in a predatory way. That's fair. I don't want gambling to be rigged so people lose without knowing that they lost because it was rigged and people make, you know, money hand over fist by essentially scamming people and engaging in fraudulent activity. That's fair. Do I think you should be allowed to gamble? Bet on sporting outcomes? Yes. Do I understand that brings a boatload of corruption and problems? Yes. Am I still nominally for it? Yes. That's where I am. That's my moral compass. All the people, gamble bad, gamble bad. Now let me open my loot crate. On my favourite video game. I can't take you people seriously, I'm afraid. Anyway, back to this novel. Different platforms such as Trustpilot are flooded with negative reviews, which CSGO Roll tries to censor heavily. And many of them follow the same pattern. You win something, your account gets locked from withdrawing. When you finally get your withdrawals approved, you are faced with issues due to a lack of appropriately priced items in the skin withdrawal page. Conveniently, they don't even offer more liquid withdrawing options such as crypto, like how almost every other casino does these days. Oh, and did you remember to mention in your videos that they actually have a system in place where YouTubers and a selection of VIPs will have priority access to correctly priced skins? Something else I wrote about in the past. While normal users are left with a bone in their hand. Phrasing. We touch many of these topics in the document that we released 2 weeks ago, and CSGO Roll has refused to comment on this. This is one of the many reasons as to why we got people from the community at the majors to spread flyers in order to spread awareness about this topic and to pressure CSGO Roll into addressing these issues and cleaning up their way of operating. Sparkles. As an influencer, we believe you have the responsibility of doing the proper due diligence on your sponsors, and it's your responsibility to ensure that the brands you promote are not fraudulent, and if your sponsor does something questionable, we believe you should address it. So here's a question to you directly. Could you give your comments regarding the link document, and could you ask your sponsor to do the same? If you and CSGO Roll both decide to ignore this and continue business as usual, I believe you're directly responsible for your fans being ripped off. Then there's another little bit that basically says, I didn't want to take shots at him. I mean, you absolutely did because you did. And that's that. So they admitted that they were handing out these flyers, even though they deleted the tweet that showed them that they were paying people for handing out flyers. What also got lost in the noise is at Paris, there was this publicity stunt, which games journalists reported uncritically without knowing the vital details behind it, and that it was part of a sustained campaign from a business rival of CSGO Roll. This is CSGO gambler glues hand to skin slot machine at Paris Major to protest scam site.
CSGO Roll is scam! Scam! No license! Owner of the site made up 100 million illegal money!
Okay. I've been a player, I've got people, everyone waiting, man.
What are you gonna do? I was the fucking house, this fucking company, no license, fucking shit.
So we don't need to see the security swarming. Claimed that he lost his house to this fucking company. I'm gonna say no. Also, I did notice that his accent sounded suspiciously Finnish. Disappointed in you, Jace. This was Jace on his day off. You're like, fucking... Yeah, to be fair, look, like, I'm like Hassan. I don't pay my mods. I'm a scumbag. So Jace has got to make ends meet where he can. That's fair enough. But anyway, so that got reported in the media, and they all uncritically reported it. Oh, so it like sort of like warped and changed the further into the garbage games journalism it went. It became CSGO gambling addict, renounces CSGO role, says lost his house. I saw one headline, gambling addict loses house. Just that was it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just no reports. Just crazy stuff. That was the sustained campaign from CSGO Roll. And I was like, well, this is going to clearly get exposed as, like, some sort of... It's just a business, you know, just a business day. Like, it's just a business ploy. That's all it is. It's not actually going to have any impact whatsoever. And so, okay, well, let's see. It turns out that there was a ban wave because that document, and I'm not going to go through the whole document, the document that CSGO Empire put out basically claimed that they were involved not just in being an unregulated gambling website, but that several power users were essentially cycling through their skins and using it as a means to launder money. There was some stuff about crypto irregularities in there and stuff like that. And you know, I read the whole thing and I was thinking about doing a stream on it. But remember, these were all unproven allegations made by a business rival. You've got to take that with a massive, massive pinch of salt, especially coming from the world of the skin cells, right? So this is the headlines over on PC Gamer. CSGO ban wave results in over 2 million worth of skins and other items being lost. A skin gambling site has taken this as proof of victory over a rival who had accused of crypto money laundering. And you can see here, Valve, oh, I always get nervous when I see Daenerys. Fucking hell. Like, these ads are giving me fucking indigestion. Already had to blur out one from the fucking sub. Just a side boob out of nowhere. Like, I'm just scared that Khal Drogo is just going to be in the background. Or even maybe five Khal Drogos. Just makes me so fucking nervous all the time. Anyway, pop-up ads, man. Why is the internet fucking regressed to this? Anyway, Valve has banned roughly 40 CSGO accounts for trading, with the result that more than 2 million worth of in-game items have been lost. Any account that receives a community ban can no longer trade items, and so their stockpiles of CSGO skins, stickers, gloves, knives, and the like are now in limbo. Other traders are apparently taking this as a warning and selling everything they've got. That relates to, there's a site you can go on and basically you can see all of the people that are like offloading skins. there's been a lot of people basically selling because they believe that Valve is going to clamp down on inventories, particularly if you're getting them through everything else. Anyway, back in June, gambling site CSGO Empire released a spreadsheet listing CSGO traders they accused of being part of the scheme to load a cryptocurrency through CSGO Roll, a rival gambling site. According to Deserto, all but one of the accounts in that document were among those caught in the latest ban wave, and there has been speculation that Valve targeted them deliberately. They say there that they've reached out to Valve with no reply. Not a surprise. Valve are highly unlikely to talk about this. Anyway, see, you know, just think for a variety of reasons, just common sense. CSGO Empire has been taking this as definitive proof of victory over its rival, who they said had illegally laundered $12.7 million in crypto over the last month alone, as well as attempted to blackmail them to prevent the list being made public. CSGO Roll's owner made a public statement on Twitter, which I can't show you, to deny the accusations of money laundering, as well as declare that the site is not engaging in gambling. "I own a gamified skins trading platform," he wrote. "By law, this is not classified as a casino in our largest markets because we do not offer cash withdrawals." Now, listen, mate, I'm going to read his tweet, but far be it from me to suggest that you're going to play the card, "We're not a casino," when you literally fucking use the casino to advertise the services you offer. Probably didn't think that one through. They're not sending their best. But anyway, I'll read you this tweet. He said, "Things have gotten too far and innocent people are being dragged into a blood-fueled personal vendetta by a malicious, evil and jealous psychopath." Now listen, skin cells are out of their mind. You have to understand this. It's just drama and nonsense, and they're just so overly invested in this. The way they like call themselves, "Oh, we're traders, investors." Like it's some demented fantasy in their head. You have a bunch of fucking pretend guns in a video game on an account that can take them away at any time. Like, just fucking dial it down, yeah? No one's doing blood feuds in this. It's not fucking... it's not Rollo fighting Ragnar in Paris, is it? Let's all relax. But anyway, "Things have gotten too far and innocent people are being dragged into a blood-fueled personal vendetta by a malicious, evil and jealous psychopath who is hell-bent on trying to destroy the industry for everyone. We have been operating in peace under the protection of King Ecbert of Wessex. We've been operating in peace with the exact same business model for 3 years. But suddenly, since announcing our latest partnership just 2 months ago, the amount of brutal, sinister and callous attacks that we've received is unprecedented and completely unprovoked. 3 years ago, Monarch got a card processor, and he was processing transactions in the USA with a Curacao gambling license, which is illegal. This was highly risky for the market, so I informed his payment processor of the risk, and nothing happened as a result of this. And in his mind, this was justification for his relentless onslaught 3 years later." So in other words, right, we are the victims of corporate espionage and sabotage because secretly I tried to engage in corporate espionage and sabotage. Well then, my. How the turntables. Let's see how he assesses what happened. He paid sabotagers. I think the word saboteurs is a better word. No, whatever. He paid sabotagers $1,500 each to hand out defamatory leaflets and t-shirts at an offline event. And one of these people even obstructed our promotion machine before security had to kick them out. "Every single one of our staff members have been harassed and offered more money to work for them," CSGO Empire, "or to sell them information, which they refused. All of our skins traders were contacted and offered more money to work for them. And when they refused, they threatened to publicly shame them and accuse them of money laundering, which they did. He is threatening our influencers, warning them if they don't stop working with us within the next 24 hours, they will become his next target. An ex-employee was bribed into sharing our code base with them so that they could find exploits in our systems. Countless horrendous and horrid accusations were made over Twitter, which are too disgusting to utter. Even innocent people defending us in discords and Twitter have been threatened with violence. He has even claimed that men came out of six black cars and stormed his villa with the intention of killing him. This is real, right? Like, skins, not even once, you know what I mean? Which put him into hiding. And he says, I am responsible for this. And that he called the Finnish police to alert them. It is absolutely heinous to accuse someone of such a crime. And he has no remorse for attempting to ruin my life with false accusations. And it can easily be proven by getting confirmation from the Finnish police department that this call was never made, which I am in the process of receiving now. And now, most sad of all, is that 16 people who support themselves financially from trading skins on my and other platforms, who are well known in the community as trustworthy traders, have been banned for a total cost of 2 million in skins because they have been falsely accused of money laundering with no evidence by this bitter individual. Monarch claims he wants to clean up the industry, but if this was his true intention and he felt it so necessary that we allow players to lock their balance while their withdrawals are pending, why did he not just message me this privately? And why, after we have informed the public that we are making this change, does he still continue to attack? I do not believe he is being truthful with anyone. I own a gamified skins trading platform by law. This is not classified as a casino in our largest markets because we do not offer cash withdrawals. Contracted skin suppliers are not allowed to play games on the platform. Thus, we can legally pay them crypto for the skins to always ensure we have a liquid marketplace. This was all checked by lawyers years ago. Sure, we're the very best ones. And we keep ourselves up to date on modern regulations to always make sure we are compliant with the law. I am not perfect. Good. And I do not claim that I am, but I am not the only person that benefits from the industry. There's skins traders, entrepreneurs, customer support agents, you name it. Tens of thousands of jobs are created by having a healthy ecosystem, and it is incredibly selfish to shine so much unnecessary negative light with slanderous accusations in an industry which could collapse with any bad drama. Which is why I tried my hardest to not take the bait and respond to any of the absurd allegations on Twitter, and wanted to only focus on positivity and prove them wrong with actions instead. But it seems my approach in hindsight was wrong. So there you go. That is the big drama that's been going on in the world of skins. And it's got to be said, it's just all so fucking stupid. Just absolutely ridiculous. You know, I don't believe Valve would have banned these accounts if they weren't doing something wrong. There's definitely something not right there. Valve is generally, as you know, they're massively hands-off with all of this stuff. And yet, they decided to ban 2 million worth of skins across 21 separate accounts. And there'll probably be more to come, honestly. I think it's long overdue a cleanup. It's not just the casinos, it's the whole thing. It's like the whole ecosystem is rotten on some fundamental level. Skins have brought integrity issues to the esport. It's put players adjacent to very unsavory people. It's brought kids into a gambling space that they otherwise would never have been exposed to. And it's made influencers out of some of the fucking dumbest, plebeiest losers I think I've ever seen. So I don't see anything good about skins. I don't really care about CSGO viewership. I mean, less now, more than ever. Hopefully when we port across to CS2, they'll make some sort of fundamental change. I would have loved it. Would have loved it if they just turned skins off and said, you've got X amount of time to sell your skins. Because they're not coming to CS2. Definitely not going to happen, unfortunately. So, that's the CSGO Roll News. Nice partner, by the way, G2. I suppose we should wrap it up with that. That's where we started. Kind of insane to think that G2 have said nothing about this. Well, all of this has been going on publicly. And also haven't even intimated that they may drop the sponsor. Which, for me, would seem to be good ideas, but probably not something that's going to happen because everybody needs the money. That's what they need.